Hello to everyone and welcome to this new episode of Solo Voices around the European Indie Music Network from the rainy streets of Haworth to the vast dreamlike golden fields of Sheffield. Leeds emerges as a band born from serendipity, instinct, and pure emotion, with a sound that pays tribute to British legends like the Beatles and Ray Charles, yet body carves its own path. Leeds blends raw energy with so deep authenticity, and now we will present this band for the release of the new album Golden Field of Sheffield. Now we sit down with Ian, Sebastian, Andrew, and Robert. Welcome, and we will dive a bit into the making of the records and what is like that this new band. Welcome, how are you guys?
We're good. Thank you. Thank you very much from all of us. We're really happy for this opportunity. And thank you. Thank you.
And let's go back to the beginning. How did Leeds officially form and from?
We're from Haworth in England. And Andrew Sebastian first, because in Haworth, everybody knows everybody. So we were like friends. Well, he was a friend of my girlfriend first, and then she introduced me to him. That's when we decided to form a band. He was in a band before Leeds called
Yeah.
Dead Garden. Not so good band.
It's a boo band.
It wasn't a good band, and so there was Andrew too, and he's like the cousin of my girlfriend. So I met the three of them in that aspect, and we decided to form a band, the four together.
You guys are also very young. It's a pleasure to see that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
I think it's good to be young. You can feel more the feelings of the young people in all England and in all world. So we took like we usually talk about the things the young people want to hear. I think maybe the people don't want to hear a lot about our music, but I try to write a little bit about what the young persons try to hear sometimes.
Can I ask how much you are you old, guys? Are you young?
Yeah, I'm 20. I'm 20.
Okay.
Me too.
Very cool. Very sorry.
I'm 15 years old.
15 years old. Well,
Yeah. I'm the most young of this band.
and from that is coming the name Leeds.
The name Leeds. I we don't really know, because it was like we said, like I think I said
Yeah.
Leeds, let's call Leeds before we've got another names like Lift
Lift.
and the Yorkshires, I think.
Yeah, we're creating some name bands like very strange, you know.
Hey, yes. But one day we were walking to nowhere. We were like just talking, and then I said, like, how about Leeds? It would be a good name. And Sebastian told me, yes, it's good, Leeds. And then we start calling ourselves Leeds.
So it's not related to the city. Is that close to you or far the city?
It's a little bit related, because here in our world, we don't have like high schools. So everybody goes a lot to Leeds to study or to
Ah, okay.
do anything. Yes, so we've went to Leeds lots of times, and yeah, it's a little bit related, but we weren't really thinking in the city when we put the
Yeah,
name.
that's how we meet each other. Yeah, that's how I met him.
Yes, Leeds.
Yeah, in Leeds, you know.
How does the Yorkshire landscape shape your sound?
That's a hard one, because we're so used to the weather. You know, we're always raining, always cloudy. You can't get of your fucking house. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know if I could say. And
you can say anything.
Perfect.
And I don't know, I think it makes me feel like melancholy and
nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgic, that kind of thing. Yeah, it feels like dreamy sometimes, you know, too. That helps a lot to our music, to ambience the music a lot, to put bird sounds and to put that kind of things in the record to make you feel like you're surrounded by the hours ambience or something, I think.
Yeah.
And what was it like recording in Jan's room? What energy did that space bring?
We recorded here when we are.
When we are record with everything.
That is small also, no?
Yeah. It's not really big in here.
Yeah, too much.
Tiny. Yeah, often also the sound and the energy and things is better that is coming, that is remaining a smaller place, you know?
Yes, yes, yeah. A lot. Because we can talk better, we don't need to like shout. We feel like comfortable to don't say anything, keep the silence sometimes when we need to. And I think it's better to work in small places where you can feel confidence of yourself to record. I don't know, it helped a lot to record in a such smart room, you know? Like, to me at least, it helped. I don't know any of you, it helped.
We don't have like much stuff in here and we are just close to our energy and thoughts to make music. So it's very, very comforting.
Yeah, yeah.
With you.
And comfy, I think, yeah. And warmth. It's perfect. It's perfect, I think.
And the final result of the album is coming from that room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's impressive because the sound is sound like a professional studio, you know. So it's a really good work. And that's the truth. And why was capturing ambient sounds and outdoor vocals important to you?
Like the birds, like the weather.
Like the birds and the weather, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when we're living in like Joshua, Leeds, and it's just kind of being at the open spaces. We have so much, you know.
And the sounds, we were always like, I always felt like something of the birds and the rain always make me feel like remembering, nostalgic.
Yeah.
To me,
I think that the ambience that warm, comfortable.
I think it's very important for us to make our listeners feel the same feeling we're having here in our with us, because it's our whole life, you know. We've been living in here like for all of our lives, and it's impossible to don't want to make them feel the ambience of the world that surrounds us.
And what emotions do you aim to convey through your music?
Emotions.
There's a lot.
I feel a lot.
There's too many.
Love and emotions.
Yeah, well, that's
not love. That can be perfectly a sentimental.
Yeah.
Love and
growth, I think. If I can't put it like a feeling, we've been growing a lot because this record, we've been recording the album from like 2 years ago. There's been a lot of songs, lots of lyrics that, you know, anyone could hear at the end. And don't know.
Yeah.
It's really
we have to work hard.
Yeah, it's been an hard work to do everything.
Do you think that altered states helped open creative doors that you would have accessed otherwise?
Yeah. Well, it's an experience, you know, you can't talk about always. And if you're with your friends, you can talk about that experience and you're thinking a lot. And well, now everything was Rob's fault, for being honest.
But it's like not to be close with just one place at once. You have most places, like more places, more like that culture.
Being in that kind of state of mind, you know, you met new people. And you met you've got a new way to see the life other than just the way you see it at first when you're, you know, your consciousness, you know?
Totally.
I think that for real.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have so much knowledge.
Yes.
Knowledge.
And what's a dream venue or festival you'd love to play at?
The last
Yes, Glastonbury. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. It would be probably Glastonbury.
Maybe Lollapalooza.
Coachella.
Coachella.
Yeah, something like that. Just for the experience of playing in it.
Yes,
just for that. I'm
to go and buy a show first.
The people needs to know it first before doing anything like that.
Yeah, but
do you have any personal routines or rituals that help you to stay inspired when composing?
Talk with yourself.
Pick along. Well, we don't sacrifice goats. We're not into that. I talk a lot to myself, like he does, and try to be confident always too. It's really hard sometimes when you look like there are no listeners after all the work you're doing. It's really frustrating.
And when you don't have inspiration, you know, you have to go like to movies, the music, like you have to hear or watch something, like, you know, you have to create some emotions, create some like a very strong thing to our music, like to the band. So we have to create something new. But going back to the oldest things, you know, like I love cinema, like the German cinema, and some things like that. I base on my work, like the lyrics, you know, and the love, the nostalgic, the tragedy of the person.
It's really confident though.
Yeah, and that's, I see some very you know, experience. I
was like sleeping 2 minutes ago. I still is sleeping.
Yeah, but it's like being discover yourself.
Oh yeah.
Discover yourself.
Yeah.
Like doing all your stuff alone. Like alone.
So, what's your ritual? I didn't understand. Oh, yeah, like habit you're talking about.
Yes.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I fucking say.
You need some tea, man.
Yes, I need to. Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
And now I have a $1 million question. I don't have $1 million, sorry. What come first for you guys, the music or the lyrics, or at the same time, or changes time to time? Always work for you.
So much subjective thing with that question, you know. But first, the prime man, yeah, is going to say his version.
I think I do first. Oh, it's at the same time for me. I make the lyrics and the music together. At least the chords, because if you don't have chords, how can you write the music? You don't know how the rhythm is or anything. I need to work both of them at the same time. But he doesn't. He works first on the lyrics. I don't know how he does it.
The lyrics. I think like it's first the message to the song, you know, the message you want to create. But it's like it's by poetry, you know? you have to arrive first, and then you go to the idea. So you go to the straight idea, the straight line, to go to the motion of the person. You have to be in there, like doing the lyrics first. But it's like my personal idea, you know.
Like Rob does first the music, Rob does first the chorus, and then after the chords he start like working on lyrics and that kind of things. I do both. I need to do both at the same time.
It's a weird form.
Stranger.
If you could collaborate with any artist, past or present, who would it be and why?
We're not a lot into collaborations with my life.
If there's someone, they all dead, you know? Yeah, they all
He's obsessed with Harry Styles from Liverpool. Loves to work with Harry Styles. I love Harry Styles. I love to hear Harry Styles, to be honest.
It's a very good musician.
It's a good musician. But I think we're not into that a lot because it's already hard to put one vision of four persons in one song. You know, to put now five persons or seven persons in one song, trying to share our visions, it's going to be really complicated. And it's very personal of us. We've been working for so many years to understand each other in a point we can't make music together and do it from one day to another. It doesn't feel fair to me, really.
And to find like a musician that is in our style.
Yes. Style is very complicated.
And also you are friends apart from the music, no? So is also to put another person on the group, you know what I mean? So I totally understand that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would be hard. Would be so hard.
What are your goals and aspiration for the future? Do you have any specific objectives or projects on the horizon?
We do have, but we center on making music. It's all about the music. It's all about the music to make art.
Love the music.
Yes,
it's like experimental thing, you know.
Yeah,
we have to burn the songs or some. Can I say fucking you?
You can say it. You don't have
bloody damn idea, you know. Born in this recording room, we had to create something like very new.
Yes, yeah.
Or superior to our album, like all the
future. Our most important goal, I think, is to be better with each album and with each song. Yeah, better and better and better and better. Just go on and try to make better lyrics, better music, better goals too, because now it's bloody shit.
Goals, that's the present day. We are making songs right now, but we have to make a secret for the...
Probably after the interview, we're going to record something for a new project.
That's a very good plan. Now we will listen to the new single, Golden Fields of Sheffield, and you can introduce it for us and share what you want to express with this song, and also if you want to present the album and things.
To present the album?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, it's very hard because it's a very... mixing genre album. There's a lot of genres, there's a lot of things we talk, but if I can say something, I could say that if anyone's listening to us, you know, you should hear to Golden Fields of Sheffield, because you're going to find a new part of you that maybe you didn't know it was there. And we put a lot of love in Golden Fields of Sheffield. We put a lot of work in it. We put a lot of honesty. We put a lot of forces in that album. If you want to know us, listening to Golden Fields of Sheffield is the best idea you can do. I think that's from my part. I don't know if any one of them want to present the album or are saying anything to of the album.
Yeah.
Good experiences, and I feel
wake up, man.
Oh, no, I don't know, really.
Wordless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without words, you can't say anything.
The music will talk at the end, no? you guys can find Leeds, Golden Fields of Sheffield on Spotify, YouTube, and the band itself on the Instagram, on the TikTok as well, and obviously on the web everywhere. Now we will listen. Leeds, Golden Fields of Sheffield. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you too, Cesar. What's up, Cesar?
Freaking lovely.
Thank you, mate.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to see the golden of Sheffield. It's in the plans that we are planned when we try to reach land. Golden of Sheffield, even when no one believes that it's in my ear, deep in my heart. So busy and feeling cold, marching on. Oh, take me on a trip where nothing has meaning in life. Well, take me on a trip where nothing is mine in time. Anybody know, knowing that you'll ever won in golden field of Sheffield. I'll be happy, I'll be glad. If I'm happy, I'll be sad in golden field of Sheffield. Even when no one believes that is in my ear, deep in my heart and soul. Even when I've been so busy and I'm feeling cold, I'm out of tune and on. Sheffield, take me to golden fields of Sheffield.